This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Or you can hit me up on Twitter on X at L Rubenson, and we'll keep you posted. We've got Mets on Sunday Night Baseball, scores 3-1 in the fourth inning. The Yankees suddenly the red-hot Yankees. And Yankee fans, the question is, do you believe? Do you have hope? Are you buying? There's a difference between rooting and believing. Difference between rooting and believing. We're going to talk about that. That's sort of our theme for the opening right now. And if you are a fan of a team, then you're always going to root for your team. Fans root in different ways. I hate when other fans are judging other fans and deciding, oh, you're not a real fan. If you don't root the way I do, you're too negative. You're too positive. All the rules. It's supposed to be fun, and yet we judge each other. But what it all comes down to is that what we hope for is, of course, that your favorite team, what you hope for is your favorite team is going to bring you a championship, a special season, win a ring. That's what you hope for. One team does it in each sport every season. Everybody else goes home a loser. Doesn't make it a bad season, but only one team gets a ring. So what, as sports fans, for the journey, for if it's baseball, 162-game regular season, spring training before that, postseason in October after that, long season. Regular season, postseason, 7 months of baseball. What are you hoping for? Football season, NFL season. Yeah, of course, Giants and Jets. Sure, it'd be nice to win a title. But do you really believe, as we head into this season, that that's even possible with the Giants and Jets? No. None of you believe that your team is winning a title this year. You don't believe that. But what kind of hope and belief do you have versus rooting? You think about, and a lot, what got me thinking about this is everything from the Yankees being a total mess of disgrace, angering fans, calling for Boone to be fired and Cashman to be fired and break up the team, and, you know, all, everything is awful. The sky is falling. The season is ending. And then they win 5 out of 6 games. And you see some of the same problems. Max Fried, how confident are you in him right now? But you see some answers. David Bednar at closer answering that question. And then if Luke Weaver suddenly looks to be Luke Weaver again, are there answers in the back of the bullpen? And if Fernando Cruz, working his way back in rehab, can return to form, like, you start to see how the Yankees could round into shape and become who Yankee fans had hoped and believed earlier in the season they could be. You see that. But at what point do you start to go into belief? And it's not just for fans, it's for players too. You see that. Mojo, momentum, confidence, essentially. Confidence that creates a belief that they will win every game. Players will tell you, Aaron Boone will say, well, we believe we're a great team. We believe we're going to win. We believe they're the best team, all this sort of stuff. And the players will tell you, we believe in each other. We believe in this team, whatever. They say that. They have to say that. But you can tell when you watch Devin Williams out there over, I don't know, most of this season, and he's out there on the mound and he looks just mystified. I know he, God bless him, got an important out today on Sunday, but you can tell when he looks mystified out there, or, you know, when things go wrong, you can see shoulders slumping, players pressing, Jazz Chisholm telling you that players are trying to do too much, trying a little too hard, and you see all of that manifest itself. And then you see, look, Yankees made some mistakes on Sunday, but you see when there's a team that has belief, that starts to win and create that habit. I mean, you see a team like the Milwaukee Brewers earlier in this season were not unbeatable. Now it doesn't seem to matter. They can go down 8-0 in a game and still come back and win. They believe they will win every game. And we saw that last year. Last year's Mets, the OMG Mets, they were dreadful until they weren't. And once they, team meeting, whatever, turned the corner and just put it together, played better, it's like a boulder rolling down a hill. Belief. You start to think you're going to win. And then, yes, that leads to more positive outcomes than the opposite. When you think you're going to lose. And fans, you know, we've heard coaches, managers, players say we fed off the crowd. When a crowd is anxious, nervous, worried, booing, concerned, negative, they feel that too versus the positive. And I'm not blaming fans for how you show up and how you root. That's you. You do you. No one way to be a quote unquote real fan. But the players do feel that energy for the positive and the momentum and all of that. And it creates, I know, in an era of analytics, which I believe in, and data and skills and players' tools and every edge and the science of it all. AI, sports science, advanced medicine, all of it, every edge, pitching labs, hitting labs, all of it. There's something to that intangible belief. Fans feel it. Players feel it. Teammates feel it. Coaches, managers feel it. And, you know, into all of that, we get, you know, at what point, Yankee fans, you were on board with this team and the pivot and these players and all of this and excited, and then couldn't blame you for the skepticism, for the aggravation of 2 months of lousy baseball. Same goes for Mets fans. Yankees went to the World Series last year. The goal was to come back and close, get a ring. Mets went to the NLCS last year, lost to the Dodgers. And the goal was, all right, how do you take last year's team and make it better? Juan Soto's one thing, but it does seem like David Stearns, who I think in large part is a very good baseball man, but took too many rolls of the dice with this year's Mets pitching staff, in particular the starting staff. And now maybe he gets bailed out. We saw Nolan McClain come up yesterday and pitch a terrific game. And today for the Yankees, Will Warren, and the Yankees have had Will Warren, Cam Schlittler. And of course, if you're a Giants fan, you cannot ignore the play of Jackson Dart in the Snoopy Bowl yesterday. Giants and Jets. Belief. And the question is, at what point do you start to believe in something as a fan? At what point does something turn? And does it go from simply rooting, but, man, I don't really believe in these guys, to I'm on board and I believe? Because Yankee fans, and this team, you watch them today with Will Warren on the mound, and the final stat line won't look brilliant on a day that was, I don't know, I think it was 96 degrees, but felt game time was like 95 and felt like 108. So, ridiculously hot day in St. Louis. Yankee defense did not do him any favors, but he battled out there and gave the team a chance to win. And you have to be impressed by Will Warren and what he's showing, you know, showing you. Young players, for me at least, in terms of that hope and belief, it is about watching young players and teams start to live up to potential. Teams on the rise is the most fun thing, I think, in sports. And are the Giants, are they still going to probably have a losing record? Like, yeah, that's what I expect. Really brutally difficult schedule. And this is just two preseason games. We're not going to, you know, Bill Parcells always said, we're not ready to put him in Canton yet. But it is hard not to be excited if you're a Giants fan about Jackson Dart. They told us, I mean, you saw him out of Ole Miss and he looked great in college, but coming out of college, the draft analysts, everybody saying, well, you know, how's that going to translate to the pros? He's raw. It's going to take him a while. You know, can he play under center? Will he be able to process, in the NFL? And, you know, it takes a while and all of this. And sure, they put him in a hurry-up offense and made him comfortable in yesterday's game. But, boy, he looked good. Boy, he looked good. And you want to have hope and belief on that? If you're a Giants fan, go for it. So here are the questions of the night. Hope and belief. Yankee fans, do you believe now that this team is getting to the postseason? And what's it going to take for you to legitimately believe that they have a chance to win the World Series? Is there nothing they can do at this point, like, to earn that back? Are you, I'm out? What's it going to take? Do you need to see?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll tell you, I have one thing that I think is more important than everything else that I need to see for the Yankees to win the World Series. I'll tell you what that is when we come. I'm going to throw out some questions when we come back from the break. I'm curious what you all think. I'm curious what Connor thinks. I have one thing that I think needs to change for the Yankees to be considered a World Series contender, which I do not consider them right now, but it's wide open, sure. But to me, there's one thing. Question for Giants fans. After watching preseason football, do you believe the Giants have their future franchise quarterback in Jackson Dart? It's two preseason games. Two preseason games. That's it. Some practices, we've heard good reports, improvements, we've seen him, Jackson Dart, win all the press conferences and say all the right things. Two preseason games, largely playing against, mostly backups. First the Bills, then the Jets. Do you believe that Jackson Dart is the future franchise quarterback for the New York Giants? And Jets fans, simple. Do you believe in Justin Fields? Has anything, I know there were a lot of Jets fans coming into this training camp who I think were pretty excited about Justin Fields, excited the Jets had signed him, excited the Jets had taken a chance on a young quarterback. Great athleticism, obviously an incredible runner as a quarterback, has a powerful arm. But do you believe in Justin Fields as the future franchise quarterback of the New York Jets? And we'll even just say this. Do you believe this is the year the Jets make the playoffs for the first time in 14 years? Longest drought. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll be right back with your calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.